Hello and welcome to the Byron York Show, the No Chit Chat podcast. We like to get right into it. And what we're going to get into today is a new controversy over something called a draft executive order that came into the Trump White House in December of 2020, which was a pretty tumultuous time. Now, you may not have heard of this. This is kind of like last week when I did the podcast about this controversy over Republicans allegedly forging fake slates of electors in an effort to somehow fool the Electoral College and the world into thinking that Donald Trump had actually been reelected president. There was far, far less to the story than met the eye there. And that's what we talked about at pretty great length last week. So now I'm going to talk to something that's related, similar, not the same, which is a lot of people in the resistance are very interested in a story about a, quote, draft executive order in the White House. So last week, Politico publishes an article, and the headline is, "Read the never-issued Trump order that would have seized voting machines." Now, the piece includes the text of a White House draft executive order. It was dated December the 16th, 2020. And it would have, quote, this is quoting from Politico, "directed the defense secretary to seize voting machines." Now, true, it did. There is no doubt. You need to start out by saying there is absolutely no doubt this was an outrageous, it was a dangerous, it was a terrible, it was a beyond bad idea. So among all the bad ideas that floated around in the Trump circle in the period between the election on November 3rd, 2020, and the inauguration of Joe Biden on January 20th, 2021, it might have been the absolute worst of those ideas. But you have to ask yourself, where did this come from? Was it taken seriously by President Trump and his top aides? What was going on? Now, I wrote about this, actually, if you can look it up. I wrote a story in December 20th of 2020 about this. At that time, Michael Flynn, who was the former national security advisor for Donald Trump, was publicly floating the idea of Trump declaring martial law and seizing voting machines. He was on Newsmax on December 17th, and he said that the president should, quote, appoint a special counsel immediately to oversee an election investigation, and then Trump should, quote, seize these Dominion and other voting machines that we have across the country to search for, quote, foreign influence in the voting system. And finally, Flynn said, Trump, quote, could also order within the swing states, if he wanted to, he could take military capabilities and he could place them in those states and basically rerun an election in each of these states. Now, it's hard to overstate the disaster such a course of action would have brought about. Basically, declaring martial law, seizing voting machines, and have the military rerun the presidential election in a few states that Trump wanted it rerun in. It was just, as I said earlier, beyond bad. It would have led to almost an unforeseeable level of disaster. But on the other hand, this is one man talking. Flynn is part of a small group that included Sidney Powell, who was the main proponent of the great Hugo Chavez Venezuelan voting software theory. There were a few others in that group, but they were basically the two best-known proponents of the seize the machines idea. Okay, now let's get back to this draft executive order. The draft executive order was dated December 16. Flynn appeared on Newsmax on December 17. And on December 18, Flynn and Powell and a couple of others went to the White House, where they met with Trump and top advisors, including people from the White House counsel's office. And it was, according to an account that was published later in Axios, one of the wildest meetings ever in the Trump White House.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
So, Sidney Powell, according to Axios, quote, proposed declaring a national security emergency, granting her and her cabal top secret security clearances and using the U.S. government to seize Dominion's voting machine. So the meeting quickly deteriorates into participants yelling at each other. Okay, the White House knew that these Powell-Flynn ideas were absolutely dreadful, and they were mad. They were angry that these two had even been let into the White House. Trump apparently mostly watched and listened. It was the only time this happened. Powell and Flynn never returned to the White House. So, go from there to word now that there was a, quote, draft executive order, which just happened to outline the key steps that Powell had pushed for at the White House. Appointment of a special counsel, order for the Secretary of Defense to, this is actually a quote from the executive order, to seize, collect, retain, and analyze all machines, equipment, electronically stored information, and material records from the election. So how did this happen? How did this happen? You have Flynn and Powell, or Powell and Flynn coming up with this idea, going to the White House, having a crazy meeting, and now we have reports of a draft executive order. You should know the process of drafting a real executive order originates in the White House. It involves the White House Counsel's Office, but it also involves the Office of Management and Budget and the Justice Department and other officials. Okay, so what was happening here? Was that happening? I mean, what, did you have this executive order that originated in the White House and was going to involve the counsel's office and the OMB and the Justice Department? Was that what was happening here? And the answer is no. According to a source familiar with the events in question, the draft executive order did not originate in the White House. As they say, it came from outside the building. But this is important here. This is important. It ended up becoming an official presidential record and thus has become part of the investigation that's going on now being run by House Democrats on the January 6th committee. So it happens like this. Someone, it is not clear who, someone brings the draft into the White House. And there's something called the Presidential Records Act. If a document, no matter how kooky it is, or irrelevant it is, or whatever, if it is brought into the White House and is shown to a White House official, the Presidential Records Act requires that it be preserved and retained and ultimately sent to the National Archives as part of the official records of the administration. Now, that concerns something that's brought in from the outside. If it originates inside the White House on a White House computer or other equipment, it's automatically saved and retained and sent to the archives as part of the official records of the administration. But it happens the same way if it comes in from the outside. So the draft executive order, which did not originate inside the Trump White House, had became a presidential record of the Trump administration.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Now, you do know about this. Recently, the former president has been involved in a court fight with the January 6th committee over some presidential records at the National Archives. Now, Trump claimed that the documents that the committee wanted, the committee sent him a subpoena for these documents. The documents the committee wanted, he said they were protected by executive privilege, by other privileges. So, last week, Trump lost the case. The Supreme Court allowed the National Archives to go ahead and give the documents to the January 6th committee. The documents were then quickly handed over to the committee, and then voila, there comes word that there was a draft executive order under which Trump would have ordered the seizure of voting machines. Now, the Politico story was careful to say that it is not clear who wrote the draft, and, of course, that the order was never issued. It was never issued. And now, according to this inside source I just mentioned, it is clear that the document did not come from inside the White House. Now, you can speculate that it's part of the Powell-Flynn group, but it's clear that it did not come from inside the White House. So, knowing all that, how seriously should you take this whole thing? It depends on your perspective. If you work for MSNBC, you'll take it very, very seriously. Now, again, I've said it twice already, three times. The idea was terrible. It was really, 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 really bad. At the same time, it was brought into the White House from the outside and did not come within 100 miles of becoming an actual executive order. So if this group of people with this kooky idea comes into the White House, they have a big argument about it, they leave the piece of paper, they go, nothing is done. The piece of paper becomes the presidential record, the investigating committee has the presidential record, and a big brouhaha ensues. That's kind of what happened. So just wanted you to know, you know, the backstory. If you see reports of a draft executive order in which Donald Trump would have seized, ordered the seizure of voting machines around the country, didn't happen, didn't come close to happening. And that's important to remember as you're watching these press reports. So, thanks for listening. Maybe it's a little too far down into the weeds. I don't think so. You need to know how things work. But thanks for listening. Hope you'll join us again soon for another edition of the Byron York Show.
If you give power to the federal government, you never get it back. I'm Sarah Carter on the latest Sarah Carter Show. Arizona Attorney General Mark Brnovich joins me to discuss his battles with the Biden administration over COVID funding and his fight to keep Washington from taking away the constitutional power of the states. I'll also address Biden's disastrous press conference and much more. Follow the Sarah Carter Show at Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.